So let's wrap this up.
Thank
Do you,
you
accept
so much.
That you are source energy in physical bodies? Do you know that while you're in this physical body, that the larger part of you remains non-physically focused? Do you know that the non-physical part of you that is expressing itself through you has explored with you the contrast, but has given its undivided attention to what you have concluded would be better? Do you understand that when you know what you don't want, whether you speak it or not, you know what you do want, and that Source gives its undivided attention to what you do want? And can you imagine how many what you do want, 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 what you do want? You have been flowing into that vibrational escrow because you started it even before you came into this body, and you've been adding to it every moment of your life since. Can you imagine the what you do want that is amassed? Can you imagine the power of it? And can you feel the source within you giving it undivided attention to that? And so now, does it make sense that when you beat the drum of I don't have what I want, that it feels bad to you because you are diverging from all that life has caused you to become? Do you understand that every negative emotion that you ever have is because you're not keeping up with you? You've been distracted from the truth, from the integrity, from the fullness of who you are. So, negative emotion is a good thing, because it's an indicator of your vibration. Manifestations, no matter what they are lovely things, because they are indications of vibration. And isn't it nice that since it's just vibration, and since vibration is just thought, and since you're a thinker who can direct thought, you're a thinker who can control vibration, therefore you're a thinker who can control your relationship with who you are. So, is it a good thing that you sometimes feel negative emotion? We think it is a wonderful thing, because it means that you're aware of vibration before something is manifested. It means you're having a knee-jerk response to your vibrational countenance. How good is that? And now you know what to do. You know to reach for a thought that feels better. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. We are appreciating your willingness to sit and pour with us over the nitty-gritty of your experience, all for the sake of coming back into the remembering that you are vibrational beings and that life is supposed to be good for you. We think it's way more conversation than any of you ought to have. We would like to just zap you with a worthy stick and get it over with. We would like you to love yourselves as we love you, but you've been practicing not loving yourselves as we love you, and you feel the discord of that. We're just here to remind you that there is so much love for you and so much appreciation of that which you are, that whenever you feel any negative emotion, it means that you're using something as your excuse to depart from the true nature of who you are. And it's right that you would throw a little hissy fit over that, because you're supposed to feel good. Life is supposed to be good for you. You will never get it done. None of us will. That's a good thing. And you can't get it wrong, because you can't ever be done with it. So if it feels wrong, just focus it into something that feels right. It really is that simple. There is not something or someone outside of you that is holding you accountable for every thought, word, and deed that you offer. Because you are known to be evolving beings that must explore in order to expand. It's all part of the rightness of this eternal nature of that which we are. So there are two things that we want for you as you move forward from this point. And the first and most important is, make a decision that you're going to make peace with where you are. Meaning, give yourself the benefit of the doubt. And be nicer in your conversation to yourself. Because in making that effort, you will automatically turn in the direction of who you are. And the second is, make a decision that you are going to be less and less every day distracted from the vibrational escrow that is truly you. So if a child or an employee or a mate or somebody that you're interacting with behaves in a way that as you see it, you don't feel so good, stop in the middle of that and just say right out loud to yourself, I am not going to let you distract me from who I am. I'm really mad at you right now, but who I really am is a lover. And my not loving you right now is so off because I am a lover. I'm going to insist on being who I am, regardless of how you be. That, friends, is unconditional love. That's saying, I love because I'm a lover, regardless of the condition. There is no condition great enough to distract me from the love that I am, from the clarity that I am, from the worthiness that I am, from the beingness that I am. Don't blame the distractors, because you are the one who is distracted. And when it happens, don't blame yourself either. Just shore up your determination to be who you are. And we only say this to you because you're working so hard at life that you're making your stream go really, really fast. And when you got a fast-moving stream, you sort of got to go with it, or life isn't fun. And it's supposed to be fun. We've enjoyed this immensely. There is eternal love here for you. And as always, we remain joyously incomplete.